crisis that started on Wall Street is now hitting Main Streets everywhere. WNYC has started a new project called Main Street NYC to track the changes on five streets. Last month, we took you to Smith Street in Brooklyn. In the Bronx, we're going to 161st Street, just in the shadow of the new Yankee Stadium. Urban planners and developers have begun the process of converting this commercial strip into a global marketplace, and a massive proposed rezoning has many longtime Bronx residents watching this street closely. WNYC's Elaine Rivera has the story.
On any given day, if you walk by the landmark Yankee Tavern on 161st Street and Girard Avenue in the Bronx, most likely you'll see 79-year-old Troy Rigby with his trademark Siemens cap sitting at the window. It's a hopper-esque sight. The dapper neighborhood regular spends hours on a bar stool in pensive thought.
Big change will come in the next 5 years when new hotels and new businesses are going to pop up in the area. They already now issuing notices for co-ops. Everything is changing.
Local business owners are excited and skeptical as they wait to see what the new stadium and revised rezoning will do for them. Joe Bastone is the longtime owner of the Yankee Tavern and secretary of the 161st Street Merchants Association. With the finishing touches being put on the Yankees' new home, Bastone says it's busy.
161st Street is moving along. They're finishing up a Metro North station. There's a major shopping center adjacent to us. There's the new Yankee Stadium.
But Bastone echoes what other business owners along the strip feel.
It's on the upswing. The question is, especially with the bad economy, how fast it's going to progress. Right now, the stores on 161st Street are not doing well. Obviously, they'll get an influx when the Yankee season starts. The question is, how much business are they going to get? Is it going to be as good or better or worse?
In the meantime, unlike other bar venues in the neighborhood that shut down off-season, the Yankee Tavern is open year-round. He's got a steady lunch crowd clientele from the nearby courthouses, along with construction workers. But it's not enough in this economy. So Bastone has made changes to his menu.
My biggest thing here is my $5 food specials for lunch on all day. And that's keeping volume of people coming in. But when you're discounting things, you're not making a lot of money.
Near the tavern is Jeans Plus, a store that caters not only to Yankee fans with its baseball jerseys and souvenirs, but they also sell the latest styles of clothing.
Oh, right now the business is very, very slow. Very slow. Because we catch everybody hours, or some people, they don't even have 40 hours.
Manager Abdul Traore is hoping that when the new stadium opens up, sales will jump again. So do Mike and Helen Hong, who run a souvenir shop two doors down from Jeans Plus.
Yes, sweatshirt, watch, Yankee watch, a lot of stuff.
Like Traore, Mike Hong says it's been slow. He hopes after opening day in April, business will become profitable again. But Hong expresses his ambivalence about the new venue. While it will once again bring more people to the neighborhood, the new stadium is now across the street, not on the same side as the Hong shop. So if people don't come out on the street, the fear is that they may just shop at the new stadium souvenir stores.
Inside stadium, the price is higher than us. I'm not worried too much. Only thing I worry, because the Yankee Stadium is the other side. So when new people passing by, they don't cross to this way. And just, you know, park and then just go straight to a stadium. That's what I worry about a little bit. But we have very, you know, reasonable price and then compare with the inside stadium.
But some of the 161st Street merchants who run the local pharmacy and liquor store don't feel that vulnerable. Mitchell Goldstein has been a pharmacist at Left Prescription Center for 32 years. He says business seems to remain consistent, whether the Yankees are in town or there's an economic downturn.
I think people are going to give up a beer before they're going to give up a tube of toothpaste. So I don't think the economy really affected it. People still need their staple items that you get in the drugstore.
Manuel Mercedes, manager of Stadium Wines and Liquor, says the liquor business has been good too.
The store has been here 75 years, and through wars, depressions, and you name it, you know, when things are good, we celebrate, and when things are bad, we drown our tears. And
Mercedes doesn't see the store going anywhere.
We will survive. I mean, this store in particular will be here as long as the wrecking ball doesn't get us.
But that wrecking ball could swing through this area if the proposed rezoning laws pass and the economy picks up again. Landlords would be allowed to build vertically on the property they now lease to these neighborhood merchants. There are visions of new hotels, condos, and office buildings. But current residents are concerned. In a neighborhood that is 95% Black and Hispanic, with a median annual household income of $24,000, many fear they will be pushed out to make way for a more affluent community. 79-year-old Troy Rigby, a senior citizen on a fixed income who has lived near 161st Street for more than 10 years, sees himself as a possible casualty of a prosperity that has been moving steadily north from Manhattan for more than two decades.
The people that are retired early or are already retired can't really live here anymore. Well, I'm one of them. So, you know, you keep moving. Kansas still, you know, changing up the guards all the time. Life goes on.
The public review process of the proposed revised zoning laws will begin in the spring. Final approval is not expected until next year. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.